Welcome to We Wonder, We Wonder, a podcast about the avenue for thoughts, and it could be yours too.
Every Saturday, we tackle things we wonder about daily. Curious? Now we are your hosts, Wacky and Michaela. Annyeong hello.
Yeah, annyeong haseyo.
Char.
Hi, Wacky.
Hi, Michaela. How are you tonight?
I'm actually sleepy. We're both sleepy.
I want to sleep as we are also excited to share with you guys. This is really an interesting topic for most.
Yeah.
I know.
So what are we going to talk about, Wacky?
Well, for tonight, of course, we are going to talk about everything regarding Korean culture.
Yeah, just a quick disclaimer that we're not actually going to tackle everything about the Korean culture, but we're going to talk about the things that somehow we've adapted from them, from Korea.
Yes.
So, or the current trends that's here in the Philippines, or current K-pop artists or K-dramas that are being hyped up as of the moment.
Ayun. So, for this, actually, this is our 9th episode, and the title is I'm K-Fine. Again, guys, my name is Wacky.
And my name is Michaela, and this is We Wonder.
We Wonder.
Yay! Yes. So, before we start with the episode, since you've asked me how I was, how are you?
I'm doing good, actually. It's just that we have a lot of things to discuss tonight, of course, regarding our episode. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I know. This topic has been stored
for ages.
It's been hidden for ages sa notes namin, and now we're going to talk about it because apparently we're actually running out of ideas.
Yeah.
Buti na lang. Okay, so Korean culture. Well, not really the whole culture, but like some of the things that's really popular right now here in the Philippines.
So, guys, you know that Filipinos have always been welcoming of foreign trends and culture, such as Korean culture and trends as seen in Korean dramas, have invaded and been deeply rooted in Philippine society today.
Yeah, Korean dramas have greatly influenced the food, fashion, cosmetics, music, and entertainment industries, as well as people's views and preference.
I know.
So,
diba?
Yeah.
Ang dami ng, paano ko ba sasabihin? Nag-i-imitate sa K-pop or idolizing. I think that's a word. Idolizing K-pop.
Yeah, I think that's an appropriate term as idolizing K-pop. K-pop in general.
Correct. Lalo na right? Sa music, no? Ang dami.
Yeah, actually, when was the first time you heard about K-pop?
That was 2010 or 2009.
Yeah, actually same. I was in first year high school when I found out about K-pop. So I found out about 21, like the first generation. Are they the first generation?
Second generation.
A second generation. So like the second generation for K-pop, yeah, it was for 21. I found out about them. And most of my classmates from high school were actually into Super Junior and Girls Generation.
I like them both. And of course,
yeah.
21 then. I really like the second generation of K-pop groups.
When I was in high school or when I found out about K-pop, I wasn't really into it like I am now. I do appreciate their music. I like the music that they released back then when it really got popular. I think one of the reasons why K-pop was really popular or got really popular here in the Philippines because of 21 and because of Sandara Park.
I know, because she's a Korean who stayed in Philippines for, I think, a long time. Is that right?
Yeah, it was for a couple of years. Before she decided to move back to Korea and train under YG. And then she debuted under 21. So, which, yeah, such a good thing.
I know. And she also helped us to ano mo yun, para makilala yung K-pop. And it's really a good thing. I know for an alternative, diba? If you're tired of listening to English for OPM songs, you can always listen to K-pop, diba?
So, what got you into K-pop?
Actually, my cousin, she has a really strong connection with K-pop groups.
What? Really strong? How strong is that connection?
Alam mo, ewan ko, parang feeling ko lahat ng stickers nila, poster, everything. Kompleto, grabe, she's really addicted to K-pop since we were in high school.
What group?
As far as I can remember, she likes Suju.
Okay.
And Girls' Generation and EXO. O, diba? Laking SM it.
Oh. So, pamilyang SM lang pala ito.
Mga ganun siya.
What was the first K-pop group that you really stand?
I must say...
Yes, you must.
Suju.
Oh, really? Super sure. I always thought it was either Girls' Generation or 21.
Actually, I was gonna say dun sa tatlo. I first listened to Super Junior, and then Girls' Generation, and then 21.
Oh, I see. They were really popular here in the Philippines. Like, most of the songs, or most of the K-pop songs that I listened to when I was in high school, or whenever I, back in the days where I used to watch Mix Daily, and all of the K-pop songs that would be from Super Junior, Girls' Generation, or 21.
I still remember what's the first song of 21.
Fire.
Yung Fire, I remember.
Yeah, it's Fire. I remember when it came out here in the Philippines as well. A lot of people hyped up the song because it was at Dara Park. Yeah. You got into K-pop because of your cousin, and the first group that you stan was Super Junior.
Right.
Yeah. Well, for my case, as cliche as it may sound, even though I knew K-pop way back in 2009, but I actually started really getting into K-pop in 2017 because of BTS.
Hi, BTS, really.
It's after, I think a lot of people can relate to this, and when they came to, I think it was American Music Awards or Billboard, when they won Billboard, I didn't actually started standing them at that time, but it was when I saw their performance of Mic Drop on Ellen. The first time they went on Ellen's show, it was the first time I saw them. It was November 2017. I can still remember because it was the first time that I really got interested or got really hooked to K-pop, and it was BTS. And then after that, I just started liking other K-pop groups as well, and Wahi can attest to that because every time we would go to Samgyeopsal restaurant, I would literally just sing along to every K-pop song that I know.
Alright, and ano pa yung mga nadagdag sa list natin?
Food. Let's talk about food.
Sige, gusto ko yan. Well, I'm not a fan of ito ka, sasabihin ko sa'yo. I'm not a fan of kimchi. Ayoko talaga.
I know, because every time we would eat sa premier, you don't touch or you don't eat. You don't even look at it. Sa kimchi.
I know.
Yeah. Honestly, I also don't eat vegetables. But for some reason, I really like kimchi. Like, I really love it. So good. So, here are some of the most popular Korean dishes in the Philippines. So, it's kimchi, ramen, bibimbap, samgyeopsal, kimbap, and bulgogi. So, a lot of people like that. I personally like ramen. Every time my parents would go to the grocery store, I would always ask them to buy me ramen. And it's my go-to snack, I guess, or go-to food whenever I'm hungry.
Well, I like everything listed besides kimchi. So, ramen, walang problema. Bibimbap, yeah, sure. Samgyeopsal, go.
Oh,
diba?
Would you actually believe that I've never tried bibimbap?
Ay, talaga? Bakit?
Because I don't eat vegetables.
It's masarap.
Actually, my sister likes bibimbap. Yeah, I've never tried kimbap, but I heard it's really good.
Diba?
There are actually many Korean restaurants that have been established in the country to cater to the increasing Korean food market. And it's not just it's not tawag dito, hindi lang Korean restaurants yung mga samgyupsal or what, but Korean markets as well, especially in Ortigas. Napakadaming Korean markets sa Ortigas, right?
Yes.
So in Ortigas, there's a lot of Korean markets and Korean stores. When I used to work in the Union Bank Plaza, and then whenever I would go down, like there are Korean stores everywhere, every street in Ortigas.
I know, oo, along strata, 'di ba? Ang dami.
Yeah, along strata. And then what, do you still remember the first time you tried samgyupsal, or like went to a samgyupsal restaurant?
Yes, what about that?
Do you still remember?
Kung kailan ako huling nagpunta?
No, do you still remember the first time?
Ah, the first time. It was way back 2018, I think. Oo, I know, mga 2019 actually, late bloomer.
Oh,
Yun,
same.
di ba?
Actually, same. Although Korean restaurants have been in the Philippines for quite a while now, especially in Metro Walk. There are a lot of Korean restaurants in Metro Walk, right? But the first time that I went to a samgyupsal restaurant was way back in 2019 as well. It was January. We were actually celebrating the first year anniversary of our wave. So it was my first time with April, with Mick Mick and Jolo, my wave mates, batchmates or whatever. And it was in Romantic Baboy.
I remember that. Ay,
Yeah.
kala mo kasama
It
ako.
was so fun. Fun fact, Joaquin and I actually got close over samgyupsal. That's how our friendship started.
Actually, I can still remember the first time na nagsanggup tayo. Actually, guys, it's supposed to
Yeah.
be
At
a
our
meeting, ay,
team
team
dinner.
dinner, ganun. Eh, naiwan kami dalawa. So, kami dalawa na lang nagsanggup.
Yes. Yes. For if you're wondering why the both of us got left behind, it's because our shift ended at around 9 p.m. and most of our teammates, their shift ended at like 6 p.m. or what. So we decided we were supposed to like follow them, right? Like susunod na lang kami or what? Because was it a treat from our boss? Because there was an achievement that we were able to achieve. Duh. So as a reward, we are treated for samgyupsal. But unfortunately, sariling pera namin ni Waki yung ginamit namin.
Oo nga, pero okay lang naman. It's actually masaya kasi we got to know each other.
Yes, and then after that, we were inseparable. As in.
Tapos, hindi na naghiwalay, mga ganon.
Oh, then after that, we would always go to that place. So it's like our safe haven, Samgyupsal
We stayed there for 3 hours.
edition. Yeah, roughly 3 hours. We would always stay there for 3 hours. We would invite people, or we would invite some of our teammates or our boss to go there. Right? I remember when we went there with TL Uno. We first went to Samgyupsal, but then the line was so long, so we ended up going to Premier, which is our favorite Samgyupsal place ever, Premier. I remember after the Christmas ball for our business unit, we also went to Premier to eat Samgyup instead of going to the bar because a lot of our office mates went to the bar instead, but we chose Samgyupsal.
Samgyupsal pa rin naman. So, enough about the food. Let's discuss about their fashion and beauty.
Skincare, dude, their skincare, or practically their skin, it's beautiful. Like really, it's just I don't even know how they do that. Whenever I would watch interviews of like K-pop idols, and most of the questions that they receive is like, "What's your skincare routine? Like, chop your skincare routine or what?" And they would always say that drink lots of water. I think there's something in their water.
Parang wala naman. Naliligo lang talaga.
So hindi tayo naliligo.
Tapos, ngayon, yung mga ligo-ligo na yan, syempre, ang kaakibat niyan is you're going to apply their skincare routine.
Yeah,
You know
skincare
what I've
routine.
heard? They're like
What?
applying, ilang steps ba yun? Nakakaloka. Parang ang daming steps.
Ah, oo. From what I know, there are a lot
Hi,
actually.
Fritz.
Hello, Fritz. Hello, listeners. Say hello to Fritz.
Fritz.
What's happening? Is she dreaming?
No, I think hinihika siya. Nagising ka ba?
Hello, tita.
Nasa labas siya, hindi kanya nadidinig.
Okay, hello pa rin. Anyway, going back. So, I was supposed to talk about the beauty. So, like makeup. I'm actually a big fan of makeup, but like for Korean products, since they're like the
Thank you, Fritz.
shades are... Yeah, for beauty products, I personally like Tony Moly. Like, I would always buy their lip tints, and I just love it. The Tony Moly. Actually, yun lang. And then, for other than that, there's actually not a lot of Korean beauty products that I use. Because. Oh, wait. We have Face Shop, right? Well, for Face Shop, I mostly buy their face masks or what. And for Body Shop, their aloe vera like gel. I use that, but a lot of people are really into Fritz. They're really into Fritz.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Okay ka na?
Okay.
Okay ka na? Nanggigigil ako sa iyo.
Yeah, for fashion, personally, I am not really into fashion. Fritz.
For fashion,
For
hirap
fashion.
bitbitin ang Korean fashion.
Actually, parang si Fritz. Ang hirap bitbitin.
Nagigigil ako dito. Ano ba nangyayari dito?
Okay. So, let's talk now while she's not acting
Okay.
up. Okay. Korean fashion. Hello?
Fritz, ano ba yan?
What's happening to
Hindi ko rin
her?
alam.
Can you check? Maybe there's something stuck.
Fritz, come.
Sometimes Chi Chi does that. Okay, she's not doing it anymore. So, fashion, Korean fashion, I personally feel like hindi.
Di, ano ba yan?
I personally feel like I wouldn't be able to pull off Korean fashion.
Mahirap.
Yeah.
It's difficult na to maintain the fashion kasi it's high maintenance. Hindi ko rin alam kung ano, it will suit me or not, 'di ba? Kasi it's ewan ko.
Yeah, honestly, for me, I don't think it would suit me as well. So I'm just sticking to what I know.
Do you what wear
So,
every day?
that's for fashion and beauty. How about language?
Language, I don't adapt their language, like yung
Oh,
Adapt
really?
that. Ano ba to? Well, you have opa, ano nga sa iyo, mga ganon. I don't know, hindi ako masyado
Yeah.
maano eh.
Yeah, I've picked up annyeong. Like every time I would greet people, I would just say annyeong. Or yeah. So unni. I actually call one of my friends unni. So we never call her by name anymore. It's been like 4 years and we still call her unni and not her name. Aigu. Aigu is like, oh God, oh my God. My God. Yeah. So, yeah. What else? Tinta. Really?
Ah,
Chongmallyo?
yun, chincha, chincha
Yeah. Tinta? Tintayo? Chongmallyo? Like every time we would my sister and I would talk, so we, oh, tinta. So, I yeah, that's actually the language because due to exposure to the Korean dramas, You can hear many Filipinos using the simple words or these Korean phrases or Korean words that are easy to say, I guess.
Medyo ano siya eh. Medyo mahirap siya.
Yeah, I've actually considered trying to learn how to speak Korean, but like, Oh, how about travel? We've never been to Korea.
I've never been there, actually, so I cannot share much of any experience.
Yeah, but a lot of people, nowadays, a lot of people really wants to go to Korea, or their dream travel destination is to Korea.
Saan ba madalas sila pupunta? Of course, sa Seoul.
Yeah, Seoul. What else? Seoul Tower, Jeju Island, but I heard that it's kind of expensive to go to Jeju Island, and there's no direct flight going to Jeju Island, so you would have to take another plane.
Really?
Yes, because my tita went to Seoul went to Korea twice,
How was it though?
yun, and every it's really good. It's so good that she went back for the second time.
Parang gusto ko tuloy pumunta doon. Hey y'all, whatcha snackin'? We just want to introduce to you a good treat, Dessert Babies. It's crispy on the outside and chewy on the inside. Any guess?
Perhaps the internet doesn't need any of these, but you, sweet friends, I bet you need a soft center and crispy golden edges cookies that we could bring to your house right now.
For more details, follow them on Instagram at WhatJustSnackingPH or follow their Facebook page, WhatJustSnackingPH.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss the show by clicking the subscribe or follow button now. Thank you for your support, and now back to the show. Yeah, yes, we are back. So, where are we? Oh, we were talking about travel, right? Traveling to Korea. Yeah. Annyeonghaseyo, Fritz. Are you good? Okay.
Okay. Sige pa. Kaya mo yan.
Maybe you should give her water. Is she sleeping ba?
Fritz, tawag ka ni Mama. Tan. Fritzy. Papainumin daw niya na ba yung Jess?
Ma, Mama. What? Huwag natin papainumin ba yung Jessica ang aso?
Nanggigigil din po dito kay Mother.
Okay, so unfortunately, we haven't been to Korea. We want to, hopefully one day. Okay, how about their entertainment? What do you like about their entertainment? Or do you like watch any, what do you call that?
K-drama?
Or maybe K-drama. What do you, variety show, their variety show. So do you watch any K-dramas or variety shows?
No, I don't watch, so ano. Hindi ako mahilig manonood ng ganyan eh.
Even K-dramas?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Did you watch Boys Over Flowers?
Voice? No.
Oh, really? Never?
Oh, hindi talaga ako mahilig sa manood ng ganyan.
That's so sad. But like, I mean, that's fine. But like, I've watched Boys Over Flowers 5 times.
I'm sorry, guys.
It's fine. For entertainment, actually, the huge viewer demand has prompted Philippine television stations to import like Korean dramas. So, madami na ding Korean dramas na pinalabas sa TV. Lovers in Paris, Full House. Oh, I remember watching Full House when I was a kid. That was so popular back then. And My Name is Kim Samsung.
Oh,
especially
my gosh.
Stairway to Heaven. Diba? Stairway to Heaven. And yung Stairway to Heaven is na ano pa, tawag dito? Adaptation. Nagkaroon ng Filipino adaptation ang Stairway to Heaven, My Love from the Star, Descendants of the Sun, because that's how popular Korean dramas here in the Philippines. And for Korean variety shows, I actually watch a lot. My sister is actually a big fan of Running Man. Are you familiar with Running Man?
Running Man? Medyo nadidinig-dinig ko naman siya.
Recently, I just started. It's actually the variety show that I'm watching right now actually ended way back in 2017 or 2018. It's We Got Married. I enjoyed that actually. So there, that's for the entertainment.
We got married. Ay, yeah, I remember. Lagi mo kanikwento yun sa akin.
Yeah, I did. So I do actually, because it was actually it's just an interesting show. So if you guys don't know We Got Married, you should try watching that. It's basically a show where they would pair up celebrities, either an artist, an actress, an actor, an idol, and then they would be virtually married to each other, and they would do a lot of married things. I don't know, but it's fun. It's fun to watch. So there.
Okay, sige. I'll do that.
What do you think got you into Korean culture?
Actually, ako, I love food and music. Okay ako dyan. I'm sorry, wala talaga akong kinalaman. Kinalaman? I
It's
mean,
fine.
wala talaga akong alam sa
No.
K-drama.
It's fine. It's fine. Because I was actually about to say the same thing, that I really got into the Korean culture because of K-pop and food. Because although I do watch Korean dramas, I don't watch a lot. There are a lot of Korean dramas that I started watching for a couple of episodes, and then after that, I stopped. Like, hindi ko siya tinatapos. May mga ganun. But then, there are other K-dramas that I did finish watching, and meron pa nga paulit-ulit kung
Ba't
pinapanood,
hindi
di
mo siya
ba?
tinatapos?
It could be na hindi na siya interesting for me, or I tried watching it, or meron din na yung pag-weekly siyang lumalabas. So, sinusubaybayan ko siya real time, and then I would forget about it.
Ah.
Mga ganun.
Okay. Actually, pero there are people talaga na ano, tutok na tutok talaga sila sa K-drama. I don't know.
Especially now during quarantine, there are a lot of people started watching lots of K dramas, and I actually heard that there are a lot of good dramas or K dramas that just came out, and I haven't actually watched any K dramas since the quarantine. I mostly watch Naruto, so yeah.
Actually, oo. We watch K-pop today. We watch anime.
Yeah. You started watching anime. Yeah. Anyway, so that's actually what we have or what we know about the Korean culture that is really hyped up here in the Philippines.
Regarding their language as well, I mean, dati trinay ko magsulat. Wala akong nasulat. Kasi hindi ko alam. I find it difficult.
I actually tried learning Korean because diba, I used to be an English tutor for Koreans, and we actually had to learn. Yeah, we were or it was required to learn basic like classroom expressions. It was just classroom expressions, but like hindi naman kami tinuruan mismo kung paano siya isulat or what. We were just taught how to say it, but I don't remember any of it anymore. So, ayun.
It's difficult, eh, no? I mean, to learn their language. Parang Japanese. I mean, mas madali siyang sabihin sa Nihongo kesa isulat. I mean, kasi hindi talaga siya, ano,
True, that's
friendly.
actually true.
Friendly.
Because of the character inside, it's different. So, ayun.
Ayun, alphabet yung iniisip ko. Alam mo ba, kanina ko pa iniisip kung anong tawag doon.
Yeah, but for like Korean, yeah, for Hangul, it's characters, not really an alphabet from what I know.
Tama.
It's called, yeah. So, there, that's actually what we have so far for Korean culture. Yeah.
Feeling ko, ano, in-next natin ang Japanese. Let's go Asian.
Yeah, that's actually good. That's actually really good. Maybe we should. So, if you guys want to know about anything that's related to Japan. So I was about to say Japanese. So if you want to, guys, if you want, if you, oh my God, I don't know how to speak English anymore. Sige, pag meron kayong gustong malaman about.
You can tell us, guys.
Yeah, or something that, or maybe we'll, or maybe in general, we'll be just be talking about animes.
Actually,
right?
Kahit kaka-start ko lang ng anime, actually, I like it naman. Siguro, depends yeah. lang sa genre kung anong papanoorin.
Yeah, so,
there. I'm so excited for the topic. I don't know.
Yeah, me too. Or because, maybe because we're both so into it as of the moment. Yeah, exactly. This is actually a pretty interesting topic. Korean culture, K-pop, K-dramas, Samgyeopsal. Oh my God, I'm craving for Samgyeopsal. Hopefully, we'll be able to get to eat Samgyeopsal.
Medyo sad ako.
Why?
Miss ko na rin mag-Samgyeop.
Oh, I miss Samgyeop. Anyway, let's not talk about Samgyeop because... craving.
I know, we're just ayun na naman tayo mag-crave na naman. Anyway,
yeah.
I hope that this COVID-19 situation matapos na to para ano yan, balik na tayo sa normal. And we're also hoping na dumating na ano ba yun? Alam ko, di ba parang meron na daw ano, vaccine for that?
From what I heard, yes.
Mm-mm. Oh my gosh, thank
Hopefully,
you naman.
But I don't know, but I'm really praying and hoping that makarating dito sa Pilipinas.
Oo nga.
Yun lang ang gusto ko. Yun lang talaga. So, everyone, please stay safe as much as possible. If you don't have to go outside, don't go outside. Always wear a mask if you're going out. Pag naka-uwi na kayo, laban nyo agad yung sinuot nyo, maligo agad kayo, or whatnot.
And
just please stay safe. Alcohol.
No going out muna, guys. I mean, kahit kami, kahit gusto na namin mag-sangyo, we do not go out for that.
Yes, we don't. So, please stay safe, everyone. Okay, make good choices. Love yourself. Love myself.
Shut up. And, of course, before we end our tonight's episode, I'd like to give a shout out to my college best friend. His name is Leonard. So,
oh! Diba,
he mentioned that. Paano ba sasabihin? Actually, he knew. He did not know that I am actually making a podcast. It's just that he came across our Facebook post and nakita niya yung name ko.
Boosted.
That's been boosted, diba? So, it's really a great help.
I mean,
Facebook, diba? We get to connect with each other.
Yes. So, that's really good. And thank you, Leonard, right? Thank you for listening, Leonard. And actually, we just got a new listener. His name is EJ. Anyway, that's it for tonight, guys. I hope you have a great time. I hope you will have a great day.
I hope that you'll have a good night. So, thank you very much for listening for our tonight's show or episode, and please keep tuning in to our episode for next week.
Yes. And by the way, my name is Michaela.
And my name is Waki.
Have a great day. Bye. Thank you for joining us this week on We Wonder, We Wonder. Make sure to visit and follow our social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search at We Wonder Pod so you'll never miss a show.
While you're at it, found value in this show, if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Be sure to tune in next Saturday for our next episode. With the brothers, you know how we do. It's not for me to say.